DJ today. So salamat sa
mukhang mapuputol-putol yata ito ah. Ay, okay. Hindi yata tayo mag-
let's pray na continue na ito. Mag-continue. Okay. Let us pray mga kapatid as we start our segment, God's Kingdom First. Andali. Hindi pala naka-mute yung ano. Let us pray, dear God, our loving Father, once again, we bow down and we honor and we acknowledge the greatness before us. Oh, Father, may you bless this day that it will become a wonderful one. May you bless our segment that it will continue, oh, Father. May your hands, guiding hands, will bless us in whatever we do. May you bless this radio, oh, Father, and we pray for all the listeners. We pray for the brethren who are in need of your help, especially those who have illness. Oh, Father, we pray for the brethren who are working abroad. Just keep them safe and sound. And the brethren as well here in the Philippines. Oh, Father, may you forgive us what we have been done. Bless us all the time. And just in the pray. Amen. Amen. So, thank you Lord dahil naka-connect na tayo. Tuloy-tuloy na ito mga kapatid ano sa ating segment ngayon. Kaya tutok lang po mga kapatid at close ko muna itong door. Kasi masyadong maliwanag sa labas. Ayan. Oo, iwan ko. Eh, maganda naman. Maliwanag naman yung panahon ngayon. Napakaliwanag. At awaya ano bakit paputol-putol yung ating ano makapaubos na yung load. Okay. Ang ating segment mga kapatid ay God's Kingdom First. So ang ating topic is Christian Inventory using Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to 18. Last week po ay nag-stop po tayo sa verse na tagmita. Okay. Sa 13 and 14. Okay. But before we continue, mga kapatid, I would like to sing you the song written by Christopherson, yung Why Me Lord. Ayan. I hope you know the song, Why Me Lord. Yung sa ibang mga ano, Try Me Lord, sinasabi nila, pero Why Me Lord ito. I hope you can sing the song with me. Matagal ko nang hindi naawit ito, but natutunan ko ang awit na ito doon sa, ano, sa SMBC pa noon, Southern Mindanao Bible College. Okay? Why Me Lord? What I have ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you? All the kindness you've shown. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus, I'm wasted, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I knew that you needed me, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Tell me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can choose someone else where I bend to myself on the way back
to you. Oh Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I knew that you needed me, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Oh Lord, help me, Jesus, I'm wasted, and so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I'm needed, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand.
Ayan. Yan po yung una nating awit, mga kapatid. I have to sing that song kasi gusto kong i-relate ito ngayon sa ating lesson. Kasi ang dami sa mga Kristiyano ngayon na although they're worshiping God every Sunday, but we have not really given our lives fully, wholeheartedly, true-heartedly. Diba, meron tayong awit din yan? True-hearted, whole-hearted, faithful, and loyal. We have sung that song also here. And here, isang awit na gustong mag-encourage sa atin na we have wasted a lot of time, a lot of effort in serving the world rather than God. We have forgotten that we were purged, we were redeemed by the Lord. Binili niya tayo. Diba? Alala niyo si Joseph nung binili siya ng Egyptian na si Potiphar. Talagang Joseph had given everything. Ni hindi man lang niya nilinlang, ni hindi man lang niya niloko ang kanyang master na po si Potiphar. Ang nanloko sa kanya yung wife ni Potiphar eh. Ginawan siya ng kalokohan. Okay? So, punta po tayo mga kapatid sa ating lesson ngayon. Okay. Bago tayo pumunta sa Philippians chapter 3, gusto kong basahin ulit itong Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Bago ito sinabi ng Panginoon, may mga tao kasi na nagpaalam sa kanya. Naililibing daw nila muna yung namatay nila. Yung isa naman, Lord, magpapaalam muna ako sa nanay ko, sa tatay ko. Yeah. Ay sinabi ng Panginoon ito. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Bakit sinabi ng Panginoon ito? Kasi, pag nagplaplaw ka, naranasan ko po ito mag-araro. Buti na lang, I learned how to do this. Meron kaming samahan noon when I was in high school. Meron kami mga arawan, yung mga, like, hindi pa uso yung mga kuliglig noon, naranasan ko ito. Kaya, I know na kapag palingon-lingon ka na nag-aararo, liliko-liko yung yung daan ng yung araro mo. Ayan. Kaya totoo yung sabi ng Panginoon. If we have not really given our lives to God, then we could not give. Kaya sabi niya, hindi ka fit for the kingdom of God. Ito, sorry to say this ha, na alam niyo, ang daming mga lalaki, mga babae na gustong damit ng napakasiksi, fit. But it is sad to say na hindi natin kayang damit ng ganun kasi we have not exercised exercise the way others do. Diba? Alam niyo yung ano, may mga artista na ano, talagang nagpupursige na makapag ano, makapag-endorse ng isang product. Kasi grabe yung kanilang ano din, pag-i-exercise. Kaya nga, itong mga parents ng mga artista, pag kumakain sila ng mga chocolate or matataba, sinasabihan sila na, oh, ika, tataba ka. Wala nang ano, kukuha sa'yo na ano, mag-endorse ng isang product. They say that. You see? Now, to us, sinabi na ng Panginoon, even Apostle Paul sa Romans 12:2, do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see? By the renewing of your mind. So, gusto ng Panginoon na ma-renew yung mind natin. Noong 2020, anong klaseng Kristiyano ka? Mas marami ba yung ano? Panahon mo sa na iginugol mo sa yung ano, sa yung trabaho, sa yung profession rather than serving the Lord. Wala ka man lang bang naatinan na isang church activity or devotional or whatever church projects or any church goings or ano bang pinagagawa ng iglesia or congregation wherever you are. So tingnan natin mga kapatid, baka mas marami yung absent mo kaysa yung pagsamba mo. Sa Matthew 6:24 and 25, sabi niya, no one can serve two masters, either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about life. What will you eat or drink, or about your body? What will you wear? If not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Doon sa Isaiah 55 verse 5, sabi ni Isaiah na bakit daw tayo bumibili ng mga bagay na hindi naman makain. It's not bread. It's not for the bread. Kasi yung bread, pangangailangan po ng katawan natin yun. Kasi sa ngayon na panahon, ang daming pinangbibili ng mga tao na too much luxurious, in which it's not any more valuable or important or useful anymore in our lives. Ano lang? Ano yan? Status for status purpose only? Yung isang araw ba yun? Kahapon, may nakita ako, mayroon palang Arabo na ano, nagmamay-ari ng more than 1,000 cars at gumawa siya ng pyramid. Nandun lahat yung mga sasakyan na yun, thousands, and then mayroon pa siyang plane. Can you imagine that? Yung mga tao palang ganun. How can you use 1,000 cars? Can you imagine that? Na sa akin nga lang, sikanhan pa ito. Nahirapan pa nga ako magpaganda ng sasakyan ko. but these people are too much. Luxurious na masyado. It's not any more useful in our lives when we praise the Lord. God created us to worship Him and serve Him, not to serve the world, mga kapatid. So, baka tumas-tumas na yung ano, yung mga pagtatrabaho natin. Baka yung pagtatrabaho natin, yan na yung dahilan na magkakasakit tayo. Pag nagkasakit tayo, doon pa tayo ano, mag-pray. Doon pa tayo mag-worship sa Panginoon. Diba? So, doon sa 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I press. So, yung press kasi, ang definition nito, move or cause to move into a position of contact with something by exerting continuous physical force. continuous. You do not press when it is not continuous. Diba, madalang. Kaya nga ipinakita ng Diyos sa atin na ang isang manok o pato na naglilimlim, dapat continuous yan. Kasi pag hindi continuous, lalamig yung itlog, ayan, mabubugok yan, hindi pipisa. So, ang sinabi ni Paul, I press toward the goal. Doon sa unang ano nito, unang verse, 12, 13, ipinakita ni Paul na pinakita niya sa atin, mga kapatid, na ano, ang buhay niya, dito sa 12 sabi niya, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold. You see? That I may lay hold. So, para sa ano? Parang manok o pato na naglilimlim na talagang yung init, kasi may temperature yan eh. May temperature yan, yung paglilimlim. Pinag-aralan yan ng mga biologists, yung mga nagmamanok, nag-iitikan. Nagkaroon din kami ng ng incubator sa bahay noon. I was in elementary to high school. May incubator kami yan noon. So, meron palang dapat kung ilan yung bulb na ilagay mo doon sa para kung paano papisain yung yung itlog ng itik. So, may temperature yan, mga kapatid. Kaya nga sabi ni Paul, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected. Eh, talagang na-perfect ni Paul. But I press on that I may hold. Oh, you see? Gaano kainit yung pagmamahal mo sa Diyos, kapatid. Gaano kainit yan na masasabi mong talagang mahal mo ang Diyos. Diba? Kaya nga, doon sa sa chorus kanina ng awit na Why Me Lord niya, sabi niya, Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it so. Help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you so, help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hand. Is it? My soul's in your hand. Kaya nung unang narinig ko ito, napaiyak ako sa awit na ito. Sabi ko, oh, gusto kong i-memorize yung awit na yan. And truly, I have memorized the song. Kaya nagustuhan ko, isa ito sa mga paborito kong song. Pag nagdadrive ako ng motor, sleepy ako, isa ito sa mga inaawit ko. Dalawa ito eh, parating kong inaawit pag nagdadrive ako ng motor, pag sleepy ako. Itong Why Me Lord, saka yung Remind Me Dear Lord. You see? I need to be reminded that the Lord both asked to praise and serve Him. Mag-inventory tayo, mga kapatid. Noong 2020, ganun ba yung pag-iisip natin na ang Diyos binili niya ako, kaya pagsilbihan ko siya? Ganun ba tayo nag-isip noon? Naisip ba natin noong 2020 na itong yung pandemic na ito ay talagang niremind ako ng Diyos sa aking pagkukulang? Baka lumala instead na lumapit ka sa Diyos, lumala tuloy. Di ba? Yung Remind Me the Lord, ang ganda ng misis nun. Di ba? The things that I love and hold there to my heart, I'm just for... Kalimutan ko nata. The things that I love and hold there to my heart, I'm just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, the Lord. Roll back the curtain, a memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from, and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me the Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hand. Yet He chose the road to Calvary's to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me the Lord. You see, remind me the Lord. You need to cry when you sing that song, my friend. If you can afford to cry to sing that song, means to see, you means a lot. You give value to what the Lord had given to you. Diba? Dito sa Why Me, Lord, sa second stanza, sabi niya, tell me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay. In a way, we cannot repay. What we can do is to give only consuelo. Alam niyo yung consuelo? Parang ano lang, pagbibigay ano lang, papuri sa Panginoon. Diba? Hindi natin kayang bayaran. Consuelo lang. Ang consuelo ay pagbibigay halaga, pasasalamat sa Panginoon sa Kanyang nagawa sa atin. Kaya, yung awit na ito, tell me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay. But not repay. A consuelo. I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Or maybe, Lord, I can choose someone else. Doon tayo pwede. I can choose someone else. I can bring someone else. I can invite someone else. I can share the gospel. Diba? Si Apostle Paul, yung gustong ipakita ni Apostle Paul sa atin, mga kapatid, ay yung bang isang bagay na dapat punong-puno ng pasasalamat. Gusto ni Paul na, ay gusto ng Panginoon na yung ating pasasalamat ay totoo. Yung pasasalamat natin sa Kanya ay talagang punong-puno ng kagalakan. Naalala niyo yung Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Binasa ko rin noon. Sabi niya, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Yuria and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, through companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. See, all of us, our names are written in the book of life. But if we don't do our best, then that name will be removed, my friend. The names of people who are written in the book of life are laboring with Apostle Paul, or laboring with us in the Lord, in the gospel. Do you labor in the gospel? How do you labor in the gospel? In what manner, in what way, my friend, that you labor in the gospel? Because if you are not laboring in the gospel, then it means to say you are not anymore in the faith. You see? How can we prove that we are not anymore in the Lord? Just because you are not anymore laboring in the gospel. Remember Colossians 1:23? But if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, sabi niya doon, move not away from the hope of the gospel. You see that? Move not away from the hope of the gospel. So everything we do is because of the gospel. That is our hope, mga kapatid. Noong 2022, ganun ba tayo mag-isip na I have to stay with the Lord? This is my life. This is what I do. Ganun ba tayo mag-isip? Kasi if you don't press toward the goal for the price of the upward calling, ibig sabihin, you are not continuing in the fight. Kasi doon sa meaning pala kanina, exerting continuous physical, not just physical, but mind and our heart. Our physical is moved by our minds and our heart. So, isa pang meaning is to act upon through steady pushing or trusting force exerted in contact. You see? To act upon through a steady pushing or trusting force. Exerted. Meron talagang exerted effort. So, ganun. Dapat ano mag-isip ang isang Kristiyano. Sa 15, therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. You see, ang isang tao pala, isang Kristiyano na nagmamature, mayroon siyang ganitong pag-iisip. So kapag hindi ka pa nag-iisip ng ganito, ay doon sa 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 10, lalo na sa 8 to 10, you are blind to the point that you cannot see. You are nearsighted to the point that you cannot see. If you don't see the problems, your weaknesses, means to see you are still blind. You are not becoming mature, my friend. Kasi sabi ng ni Paul dun sa last verse nito, and if anything, Philippians 3:15 na po tayo, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Paano i-reveal ng Diyos yung mga bagay na dapat mong gawin? Yung mga, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of the kingdom of God, kung kulang yung effort mo. Si Paul, he had done everything to see what is in the gospel, what is in the kingdom of God, what is about the Lord. He exert all the effort, mga kapatid. He even left his profession just to see the wonders of God. Right? Sino ba yung unang nakaalam ng mga meaning ng parables? The disciples, brethren. The disciples. Now, if you are not yet a disciple of the Lord, you will never see the mystery or the wonders of God. Yung awit na, "Come to me and blessings them the one by one." Yeah. Yung awit na yan, para yan sa mga tao nagiging mature sa kaharian ng Panginoon. If you know how to count your blessings, then God is revealing to you how good He is, how great He is to you as your God, as your creator and provider. Nakakamangha. Nakakamangha ng Panginoon. Sabi ko nga kanina, in the midst of pandemic, dito pa ako nakabili ng sasakyan. Dito pa kami nakaipon ng aking asawa. God is crucial. Napakabuti ng Diyos sa amin. Now, Apostle Paul said, therefore, let us, as many as are mature. You want to become a mature? If you don't like to become a mature Christian, means to see you're not growing. You don't want to grow. 2 Peter 3:18, grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. pag nag-grow ka sa grasya ng Panginoon, sa Ebanghelyo, you are also growing in the knowledge. Ang isang Kristiyano na hindi nag-grow sa knowledge ng Panginoon ay isang Kristiyanong stagnant. Why you are stagnant? You don't have the mind to grow. You don't have the heart to grow. Ganun ka ba noong 2020? Basta makasimba na lang. Basta makasimba lang. Okay. Diba? Para kang Hudyo. Basta nakabigay ka ng tithes. In which it's not even enough to become tithes. Nakapartake ka ng Lord's Supper. Basta nakaabot ka ng Lord's Supper. Kumplito na yung simba mo. Parang ganun. You're wrong. That's kulang, my friend. That is lacking. Sa Romans 16:25, now to him who is able to strengthen you by my gospel and by the proclamation of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery concealed for ages past. You see? Strengthen you by my gospel. Si Apostle Paul, inaangkin niya na yung gospel ng Panginoon eh. Kasi niyakap niya na. Niyakap niya na. Niyakap niya na ang ebanghelyo na yan. Galatians 6.14, wala na siyang ibang pinagmamayabang maliban na sa cross. Except the gospel. Except the gospel. Inom muna ako ng warm water para kakalma yung ating throat. Yan. Hindi pa ako lubos ang gumaling sa aking sore throat. Sobrang pag-aawit namin nila, Brother Joel. Okay. The mystery of God will be revealed to anyone who are really willing to grow with the Lord. Dito sa Ephesians 3:4, in reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight in the mystery of Christ. Oh, you see? You will be able to understand the mystery of Christ if you will read the writings of Apostle Paul. Why? Because it had been revealed to Apostle Paul the mystery of God. Kaya, if you don't walk in the same mind, the same role with Apostle Paul, then you're behind. Sa may mga Christian, may ganun pala na verse. May ganun pala. So, nagkukulang. Nagkukulang ka doon, kapatid. Okay? I hope you will bear with me, mga kapatid. Ano? So, verse 16, nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind. Now, ito yung sinasabi ko kanina. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. You will... anong sinasabi po dun sa ano? Alam nyo, parati nilang kino-compare si Pacquiao sa ibang mga boxers. Hindi daw kayang tapatan si Pacquiao kasi napaka-awkward daw ng kanyang mga moves. Nobody will become like Pacquiao unless you will train like Pacquiao. Dapat gayahin mo yung training ni Pacquiao. Bakit maraming nakagaya kay Bruce Lee? Because they train like Bruce Lee. Something like that. Kung gusto mong iidolo yung mga atleta na magagaling, then train like them. Or even more than they train. Surpass. If you want to become like Paul, then discipline yourself like Paul. Kung gusto maging kasing galing ng preacher nyo dyan, then train like them. What they do is what you do. Ganun yun. The same role. Let us walk by the same role and let us be of the same mind. You see, if you want to go to heaven, then discipline yourself like Apostle Paul. Doon sa awit na I'm preaching on the upward way, ito yung awit na dapat mag-remind sa atin. Sabi, awitin ko ito ha. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord plant my feet on higher ground. Lord lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's civil land. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. The summit dwell where doubts abound. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's stars at me are hurled. For faith has called the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and cast a gleam, glory bright. But still I pray till rest I've found. Lord, let me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Ayan. Oh, doon na kayo. Eh, ituloy ni Papa Stanley. They sing with me, my sons. Okay. So, ang awit na ito, may mga phrase dito mga kapatid na kagaya nito nga, ano, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Yeah. Lord, lift me up. You will never be left up if you don't let the Lord to let you stand, mga kapatid. Mayroon pa isang ano dito. My heart has no desire to stay. Do we desire to stay here on earth for so long? Will you live for more than 100 years here? Nobody will, ano na ngayon, mahirapan na tayong ano, mamuhay ng 100 plus ngayon dahil sa kinakain natin. Kaya huwag kang masyadong ano, mag-ipon dito sa mundo ng sobra-sobra. And then, I want to live above the world, those seven stars at me at hurled. Oh, you see? Dapat mag-invest ka sa church, sa kaharian ng Panginoon. Doon sa last prayer, sabi niya, I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. O gusto mong i-scale yung ano, yung kaharian ng Panginoon, pero hindi ka nagbabasa. Wala kang kahilig-hilig sa church activities. Diba? It's ano, ano yan, hindi nagtatali yung mga ginagawa mo. Inconsistent ka. Sa 17, brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have asked for a pattern. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now till you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. You see? Alam nyo, ang daming ano, akala nila, they are walking with the Lord. But in reality, they are the enemies of the cross. Why you are the enemies of the cross? Because you don't do what the Lord wants you to do. Alalahanin ninyo sa Matthew 28, sa last verse, "And I will be with you till the end of the ages." What was the agreement? Go and preach the gospel. That was the agreement, my friend. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now to tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. You see? So, nakakalungkot na marami palang mga ganitong mga Kristiyano, they only worship the Lord with their lips. Matthew 15:7-8, "You hypocrites, Isaiah prophesied correctly about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. They teach me as doctrine the precepts of men." You see, Jesus quote the words of Isaiah, "You hypocrites." You see, we become hypocrites. Isaiah 29:13, sabi niya, "Therefore the Lord said, these people draw near to me with their lips, with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. The worship of me is but rules taught by men." You see? Nakakalungkot yan. So Ezekiel 33:31, "And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness." You see? Once we become covetous, covetousness is the love of money, the love of materials, the love of the things of the world. So that's why we become the enemy of the cross, the enemy of the Lord. We become lovers of our mouth, but in our heart, there are many covetousness. In our hearts is talagang kung mas love natin ang mundong ito, so doon lumalayo ito sa Panginoon. Sa Proverbs 23:26, "My son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways." You see? So when we observe the ways of the Lord, ibig sabihin na ibigay na natin ang puso natin sa Kanya. Sa Jeremiah 12:2, "Thou hast planted them, yeah, they have taken root, they grow, yeah, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins." You see? So, gusto ng Panginoon na once we are planted in the king, in His kingdom, talagang naibigay natin lahat. Nag-root, nagbunga, talagang kasi we press, mga kapatid. And Acts 8:21, "Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." See, we have to incline our hearts, or else we will never have the part of the kingdom of God. Nakakalungkot yun, mga kapatid. Bako tayo mag-end, basahin ko ulit ang Philippians chapter 4 kanina, nabasa natin. "Therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Eudia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord." Apostle Paul implore Eudia and Syntyche. Mga babae pa ito. Kaya sabi niya, "And I urge you also." Oh, as a preacher, I urge you also, brethren, through companion, through fellowship, help these women, sabi niya, who labored with me in the Lord. Help the congregation where you are. Help the congregation where you are. Because our name is written in the book of life. Our name is written in the book of life. So doing the will of God, everything what the Lord... yung anak ko, na-close niya yung door ng malakas. Ibig sabihin, minimintin natin na ang ating pangalan ay nakasulat sa kaharian o sa Book of Life. Diba? Ang isang taong nagtatrabaho sa Panginoon, pinagsisilbihan niya ang Panginoon. He knows that his name is written there. Before we end, I would like to sing the song, I Know My Name Is There. My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. I know, my name is there. I know, my name is written there. My name once stood with sinners lost and bore a painful record, but by His blood the Savior's cross and place it on His roll. I know, my name is there. I know, my name is written there. Yet inward troubles often cast a shadow o'er my title, but now with full salvation blessed, praise God is ever clear. I know, my name is there. I know, my name is written there. While other climb through wordless strife to carve a name of honor, high up in heaven's book of life, my name is written there. I know, my name is there. I know, my name is written there. Ayan po mga kapatid, ang ating segment na God's Kingdom First. When you think like that, God's Kingdom First, ibig sabihin, you want your name to be maintained, written in the book of life. You know that your name is written in the book of life. Like just like Yudia and Sintiki. Remember, these are women who labored with Paul in the Lord, who labored in the gospel. Kaya ngayon na 2021, mag-inventory tayo mga kapatid. Do you think like this? Do you labor like this? Do you have the effort like this? Do you press on mga kapatid? Or else? We are not in the faith. Kaya salamat po sa inyong mga time, your effort in listening here. I hope we will walk in the same role and in the same mind. Let us pray, mga kapatid. Whether God or loving Father, you are our God, worthy of honor and praises. Thank you so much for the time, for this radio. Thank you for the efforts of the DJs, the speakers here. Bless them, O God. The listeners as well. We pray a continuous prayer for the brethren who have illness. Bless them, O God, that they might find help, especially to you. We pray for the continuous help also for the government. And we pray for the works of the church and the congregations anywhere in the world. That nobody could stop us in spite of pandemic. Help us, O God, this day. And please help us in our weaknesses as well. Help us, O Father, that our mind and our hearts is in your kingdom all the time. Help us that our faith will continue thinking, grounded and settled in the gospel. And Father, please bless us in our endeavors, plans, and decisions. Forgive us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.